I'll be honest with you, Danny. This is my flu game.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
You're sick now, too.
No. I don't have the flu. I don't have the vid. I don't. No.
Okay.
But so I am playing
I'm
hurt
safe
today.
Over here. You is are. What you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
You're fighting through an injury.
If you'd like, we can get the COVID plexiglass back. I think it's over in the corner there. Jeff Phelps likes
it. It is.
It probably has COVID itself at this point, but if it make you feel better. No, this is not an airborne illness. It's not something from China. I got a bum foot today.
Oh no.
I had it yesterday.
And it's worse?
Well, I just finally started actually dealing with it. So,
like, you started dealing with it. So you do have crutches now. So, like, you are dealing with it to try and get it better. Are you also dealing with it in the fact that now you are allowing yourself to feel the pain and you didn't do that yesterday? Is that part of this?
Well, so I felt the pain for most of yesterday. And by the time I got home, because like a real brilliant person, I said, my foot's better. I'm going to wear sandals today. And I got home.
You did let them air out yesterday.
Them dogs did hunt. And my foot was the size of Shaq. Not Shaq's feet, but Shaq. and so to add insult to injury, Vanessa was very mad at me for not getting a compression sleeve for my foot and crutches. And I don't know, calling the doctor. So she was very, so not only was I feeling crummy, she then berated me because she was frustrated with me. And by the way, she should. I'm an adult and this is a dumb thing to take this much to get to this point.
I agree.
But that being said, now that I am taking care of my foot, I expect your sympathies. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm very sorry for your pain. I'm very happy that you are on the road to recovery. And I hope that somehow, some way, you can find it within you to have a good show today.
Listen.
It's going to be tough, but I have faith. I have confidence. Jordan, Nick Wilson can make it happen.
Jordan won an NBA Finals game. We're about to dominate the next 5 hours. Like, I don't see a difference in these two levels.
I don't
levels.
See why not. I actually think this is harder. That Finals game was not 5 hours long. This is.
Also, he was hungover. It wasn't flu.
Right.
This
he
is a real injury.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is a
yes.
real injury.
You are the real athlete, not Michael Jordan.
And I manned through the pain yesterday before finally wussing out. And now it gets real here. But we do have day baseball going on as I start my flu game show. And I could have several flu games in a row. Could be a flu week. Because I'm milking this thing now.
Well, so, I mean, you've got tomorrow. Maybe when you get back Monday, when you're back in studio Monday, that's mm-hmm. when you'll start to feel better. So, we just got to take it day by day.
I could get used to people feeling sorry for me, though, because as a large human being, I don't get a lot of sympathy because I'm like Shrek, right? People, if you don't know me, they tend to think like I'm a big, mean guy because I have RBF and I'm tall and lurking and all that. So, now that I'm getting it, you know, oh, what happened to your foot? And can I open this door for you? If my foot is better by Sunday, I might just run it into the side of the house. You know what I mean? Like, I might extend this sympathy tour.
So I was hoping that I could count on your injury updates to be more reliable than that of the local nine. But mm-hmm. I'm starting to guess that I can't do that, that you are not trustworthy with how this is feeling because you've fallen in love with getting sympathy.
Like Stephen Kwan, I'm day to day.
Yeah, forever.
Like Jed Wills. I'm day to day.
Forever.
Ah, somebody accused me of being Jed Wills. I'm like, no, I actually showed up for work today.
Oh,
I
bravo.
Actually, yeah, I yeah. actually showed up and suited up for the game. No offense, Jed.
No, that was offense.
It's just some people in Cleveland, not me, some people have accused Jed of dogging it. And
that was offense.
That's probably tomorrow. But we do have day baseball going on tonight. And so obviously we're not going to talk about a lot about the game in progress. But last night, you know, it's funny, man. I know you want to talk about the Minnesota death blow and what yesterday meant.
Right.
Can I tell you, to me, the best part of games like last night for this team specifically? This team has historically this season had problems coming from behind. So the fact that you were down 2-1 for most of that game, then Minnesota takes it up. Once you pull it 2-2, then Minnesota goes up 4-2, and the top of the 10th, for you to come back and then get that victory last night, and of all people, Brian Rocchio, to drive in the winning run, that to me, every time they win from behind, I'm like, see, okay, because you're going to have to do this in the postseason.
Right.
If you're just a front-running team, you will get bounced out. At some level, at some point, that catches up with you. They've done this a few times in the last couple of weeks. I think that's a nice trend to see.
Yeah, it definitely was. And considering where it came from, where that offense came from during the game, because we've talked about what Josh Naylor has gone through in terms of the extended slump that the second half of his season has been. And I know he's been much better lately, but the fact that
he literally just struck out, by the way. Just sorry. As we were talking.
I thought we were talking about today. Well, I thought that didn't exist.
It was perfect. It was right in the...
in my universe, this doesn't exist. But the fact that he was the guy that won, because they were down 1-0, tied the game up the first time, tied the game up the second time. And Brian Rocchio has had, for the most part, a pretty good month. And you would like to see him continue that on as we go into the postseason. And you never, I don't think we should underestimate what coming up in that sort of a moment can mean for a young guy, too. When there is, and I get that the Guardians aren't really fighting for their playoff lives anymore. They're not really fighting for the division anymore. Like, I think for the most part, that stuff has been put to, it's been put to rest. It's more of a win, not if. They clinch a playoff berth.
It'd take
they clinch
collapse a post. At this point.
A mammoth collapse. Yeah. It would be unbelievable what they would have to go through.
Like when I fell sprinting my foot.
Yes, exactly. A mammoth That's collapse. What they would have to look like. So there was game pressure. There wasn't season pressure on the line last night. But to come up big, for him to be in that moment and come up big, you hope that that confidence could add on to what he's been doing and carry over as we get into late September, early October in the postseason here.
I think, you can't underscore the importance, you know, the whole Naylor experience. I get the sense that Josh is a little set in his ways and that Josh likes to do things Josh's way.
Yeah.
Whether it is his physical fitness, and I'm the last person to take that swing at anyone. whether it is, you know, deciding he has to play first base and not cede to maybe a better glove. There's a lot of things with Josh where Josh seems to be the big brother vibe of, no, I got this. I got the answers.
Yes.
Now, maybe that's unfair. Maybe that's just, if I don't know, maybe if we heard from Josh more on like local outlets, maybe I'd know Josh a little bit more, but that's neither here nor there. I do think nights like last night are what make it worth it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Because he is capable of doing that. Yeah. He's capable of coming up in those big moments. And we've seen it before from him. It's just the other stuff that, does last night make it worth it? It makes it worth it for me if he does that in the playoffs. I don't know that last night alone makes it worth it because that was a nice win. It was a fun win. It's a great win because you might have ended Minnesota's season last night.
Yeah.
Like if the Guardians win this game, I don't know when this game being played today, I don't know that the Twins ever recover from last night. Like we could be talking about the Tigers as the sixth seed instead of the Twins just because of how brutal of a loss that was when you're up 1-0, up 2-1, up 4-2 in extra innings and lose the game. That's a really rough way to go. I love seeing the Guardians do that to a division rival. And I do love Josh Naylor coming up big in that spot. But this is another thing where I need to see him come up big in the postseason. I need to see him be that guy he was yesterday when the ALDS arrives.
Well, and again, he can be hot and cold in the playoffs, but when the lights are the brightest, you need him the most. And I do think, like, I think in the pre-show you called it the Minnesota death blow.
Right.
I do think, because there's some sort of juju that the Guardians have over Minnesota. And that's obviously why Derek Falvey, who used to be a member of your front office, went there, as they were hoping to steal some of that essence, some of that aura from the Guardians, and they have not, as of yet, done it. But the Twins are in the midst of, we talked about a mammoth collapse. That is what they're in the middle of. And so today represents another opportunity to put a nail in that coffin. And, you know, it's funny, man, like how they're getting here is super interesting because the Guardians are not the hottest team in baseball anymore. The Tigers own that. There's one or two other teams that own. But here's the thing. They're also hotter than, like, the Orioles. Like, they're hotter than a lot of teams that they're going to be jostling with position for.
Right.
In the postseason. So it's weird, like I'm always torn by this because, you know, there's the idea of, well, with 10 games, 9 games left, you'd love for them to play their best baseball. I'd like them to play their best baseball 9 games from now.
Right.
And so it's interesting. You're always trying to time that perfect run, and they're firing, if they're an 8-cylinder engine, they're probably firing on 6 cylinders right now. Maybe 7 cylinders. They're winning in spite of missing cylinders, but you know, you can still see, like, over the next 9 days, there still is that gap to close as you watch this team on any given night.
Well, and you hope that they start clicking on all cylinders when they're in game one of the ALDS. That's what the hope is, because we've seen, Nick, especially in this town, we've seen really good baseball teams that haven't played their best baseball at the right time. Think back to 2017. For my money, that's the best team in franchise history. I don't know that there's been a more talented team than that one. We saw them go on a 22-game win streak in August and September, late August, early September. And then when the postseason arrives, they just didn't play their best baseball. They blew a 2-0 lead, and that was a wasted year. That was, I think, the last legitimately great Cleveland baseball team, and they got unlucky. I don't think this team is nearly as good as that, but they absolutely have the capability to get lucky in the postseason if they played their best baseball at the right time.
It's interesting you say that, because I've heard the World Series conversation, and I've had those conversations with my friends. And I think because we have the eraser phrase of, well, if you make the playoffs, anybody can win the World Series, that's a double-sided sword. On one hand, yep, that can be you. On the other hand, hey, your ass can also be out in the second round. And so I think that volatility is one more thing, one extra kernel of doubt, even if it's a glimmer of hope at the same time for Guardians fans.
Right. I do think that the baseball playoffs are more random than the NBA and NFL playoffs, certainly. I think that those playoffs see upsets far less frequently. I do think that we're getting out of an era where there was maybe a little bit less randomness, and it's hard to say that it's super random when the Astros have been in the ALCS how many consecutive years? I think it's at 7 now, where you can just pencil them into the championship series every year, and it's a brutal thing if you're a fan of another team. But I do think that this team, if they play their best baseball at the right time, they're good enough to do it.
So we got Guardians Day baseball. We'll see if they can clinch a playoff berth today with this win.